More than 3,500 people in Massachusetts are hospitalized with COVID-19. About a quarter of them are in intensive care. As part of New England Public Radio's Essential Workers series, Nancy Cohen tells the story of one ICU nurse who's confronting challenges she's never faced before.
Amber Van Bramer is walking out of the Berkshire Medical Center plumb tired after another day caring for a very sick patient.
So I just got finished with my shift. I was in my COVID positive room a good majority of my shift. Patient was not doing well and then started to deteriorate.
Most of Van Bramer's COVID patients don't survive. But the 33-year-old critical care nurse keeps trying to help people get better and prevent the spread of the highly infectious virus. She starts each shift by donning her first layer of defense, a set of hospital-issued scrubs.
Now we actually wear a face mask and a pair of goggles all the time. We wear them in the hallways. We wear them when we're sitting at the desk. Pretty much this is part of our attire, the entire shift.
She fortifies this battle dress every time she enters a room with a COVID patient, starting by swapping out the surgical mask she uses in the hallways with one that is supposed to block at least 95% of minute airborne particles.
You put your N95 on, which is the tight-fitting mask. You now add your face shield over the goggles, and you put on your gown, and you put on your gloves. A lot of the staff members are wearing hats, so that way at the end of your shift, you're trying to bring home as less as possible.
She goes home to her two sons, a 10 and a 6-year-old, who has asthma.
I always wonder, did I wash my hands good enough? Do I have anything on me? Am I going to bring home anything to my kids?
Van Bramer says all of her colleagues worry about this or about getting sick. As a single mom, she says she can't afford to get the virus.
I'm my only income for my household. And then if I get sick, how do I properly take care of my children so that way they don't get it?
And yet, back at the hospital, some of the protective gear is reused over and over, like the N95 mask.
The first mask I had for about 9 to 14 days, I had that one mask.
That was for about 6 shifts or 72 hours. The Berkshire Medical Center says staff can get a new mask if they request one, but the hospital asks that they use them until they can no longer be reused. Van Bramer doesn't blame the hospital for the shortage, but the government.
For me, I think it's unsafe because you can't see if there's anything on that mask, and I can't see if it's working to its best ability.
Typically, in the critical care unit, a nurse will care for 2 patients at a time. But because COVID patients can decline rapidly, and because nurses have to gown up each time they enter a room, for the most part now, it's 1 nurse to 1 patient. Most are heavily sedated and breathing through a ventilator. Van Bramer says the already small rooms feel even smaller, with as many as 6 IV pumps, the ventilator unit, a monitor for things like heart rate and blood pressure, and a machine that filters and sucks the air outside so it doesn't leak into the rest of the hospital.
It can be very crowded in these rooms, so imagine not having a lot of room to move, needing multiple people in a room to help you. So it can be quite cramped.
Despite all the machines, Van Bramer says healthcare workers can feel helpless against COVID.
It's like, okay, well, we're going to try this today, see if it works. Or we're going to do this tomorrow, and if that doesn't work, we'll try something new. It's not like, all right, I know how to fix this person because I don't.
When a patient nears the end of life, because of how infectious the virus is, the hospital doesn't allow visitors. Instead, Van Bramer holds an iPad up to allow people at home to see their loved one and talk to them.
It's not as comforting when you have your husband or your kids there holding your hand and telling you, Mom, it's going to be okay, I'm here. They have to do that over FaceTime.
Van Bramer says she tries to let the family take their time to say what they need. Then medications that keep the patient alive are stopped and the ventilator is turned off.
And then we just sit there and I just talk to them, just try to tell them that they're not alone during this. Their family loves them, and that, you know, I hope they are comfortable, and that they are okay to pass away. I am the last voice that my patient hears.
There was one week, about a month ago, when Van Bramer lost a patient day after day.
Three shifts in a row, every day I left, and every day my patient had died.
At the end of tough days like these, with her kids at home now, she doesn't get much downtime.
We're just stuck in the house. Unfortunately, there's nothing that I can do to help mentally get through this besides talk to some fellow coworkers, but we all have the same story.
When asked what the public can do to support her, Van Bramer said they could stay home as much as possible and wash their hands so there'd be fewer COVID patients in the hospital. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.